according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, have you ever gotten to know somebody with a speech impediment? You know, someone who stutters, or perhaps has suffered a debilitating stroke. Were you, like me, so impatient that perhaps you presumed stupidity, or more likely tried to escape in some way from the situation? And yet, somehow, hopefully you hung in there, and you discovered, to your amazement, a wonderfully funny or insightful person. Today's reading from Mark takes us down a similar path. A man has a speech impediment. A speech impediment apparently resulting from his deafness. We know that hearing is necessary in order to develop speaking well. And Jesus opens both his ears and his voice. And why would that be? Why would he open both? I'd like to suggest to you today that Jesus understands that this person has suffered. And many suffering people, because of their suffering, have developed great wisdom. And Jesus knows that that wisdom could be a powerful gift to that person's community. Now, why do I say this? I suggest this scenario, if you will, because this man, this deaf man, does not approach Jesus on his own, as so many others have done in Mark's gospel. Rather, you notice, he is brought to Jesus by his friends. That act, I suggest, indicates that his friends perhaps value his great wisdom. This whole scene, I think, is hinted at by the Old Testament book of Proverbs. In Proverbs, we learn that words are wise when they are few. A person who doesn't speak that much according to Proverbs, is usually more intelligent and more circumspect about what they say. In ancient Israel, an oral society, speech was important. And Proverbs indicates to us what Israel meant by proper speech. Proper speech is honest, is gentle, is gracious, and most important of all, is of benefit to the listener. Such speech, Proverbs calls a fountain of life. Now, brothers and sisters, what does this mean for us today? I want to suggest that in today's society, a society engulfed by cutthroat talking heads on television, we would do well to recall Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, an aphorism we have heard over and over again in our lives. Listen before you speak. Listen before you speak. We note that in Mark's gospel today, Jesus cures our hero's hearing before his speaking. Listen before you speak. Speaking according to Proverbs is never a competition. It is always compassion and compassion.